Game and film.
Indiana Jones.
Lego Indiana Jones.
Pro League. The Lobby.
Welcome to The Lobby with me, Danny G, bringing you all the latest from the BFBS Pro League. Guys, I have got a question to start with.
Go for it.
What's your name?
What's your name, bro?
My name?
What's your name?
Well, it depends which one you want, but the good one, Owen.
Yes,
Owen
good.
Yep. Williams.
Owen Williams.
A.K.A.
Psycho. If you really want.
Yeah.
And I'm
Jonah Jupp, a.k.a. Ace Anvil.
Jojo Juppy. And why did neither one of you just go, Ezekiel?
What?
You don't Ezekiel? Know the meme?
What's your name?
What's your name?
Ezekiel. And what's your gamer tag?
What's that from?
Oh, I don't know.
Dreaming G.
It's a meme.
It's Dreaming G.
Dreaming G.
Dreamin'
I'll take
G.
it. Hang on. So Dreaming G, Jojo Juppy, no, and Psycho sounds like the worst like superhero villain movie I've ever seen.
Like, it's like, have you seen the, oh, what's with The Boys? Have you seen The Boys? Oh,
no.
I need to get you guys watching that on Amazon Prime. Oh, so good.
Well, pay for it for me and then fine. Yeah.
Nice dress.
No, look, okay, so we've all got multiple names, but what do we do? I mean, I'm just here to have a conversation with you and find out what's what. What do you guys do?
So I'm the community manager in the esports department.
Doesn't it sound fancy?
I know, very fancy.
What does it mean?
Basically, I'm the bridge between the military esports community and then BFBS esports, right?
Okay.
But also a bit of an advisor for each of the tri-service teams, just try and help them get things going. Really.
Like recruiting as well, like?
Nah, not necessarily recruiting, but yeah, I mean, we've done enough recruiting, right, Owen? Like, I mean, how many people did we get from our last event?
Oh yeah, plenty. Plenty of new drivers, plenty of new players.
So we were in Perham Down last week.
Mm.
Yeah. And tell us what happened.
Yeah, so we had two talents that we randomly stumbled across whilst we were visiting a base with our sim rig, just to give some entertainment. One of the guys, known as Smudge, came up, gave it a go, and then instantly blew my time out of the water within like one or two laps. And I'd had plenty of practice, and I was thinking, do you play F1 back at home? And he was like, yeah. I said, do you have a rig? He said, yeah. And I was like, well, you have to get signed up for the BFBS Pro League. So he jumped in and immediately was battling for the points literally this Monday. So he was an insane talent. And also a guy called Dewey, who we saw competing in the first week's F125. So, yeah, two brilliant talents.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's been good then. So we've got communities manager. And then what's your role?
So I'm the esports operations manager. So that essentially means that I'm building out all of the tournaments up on the BFBS Esports website. It means that I'm developing sort of the formatting, creating the ideas for how the competitions are going to look, and then operating them on the day. And that's the day job.
Well, thank you. And obviously last week we were joined by the boss man.
The boss man, yeah.
Absolutely.
Who's joining us today?
It's a very, very special guest. It's the three times RAF F1 esports champion.
That's quite legendary. Hang on, try and get that on like a business card.
Say that
right?
seven
That's
times
long.
Fast as
Honestly,
well.
if you showed that to anyone else, they'd be intimidated.
Yeah, sorry, one more time
an
and say
like
it
that.
Slowly.
The three time RAF F1 esports champion.
Oh,
okay.
Need
also
to say
a
like
legendary.
A boxer, though.
The three-time inaugural RAF F1 Esports Champion
of the world.
I like that, actually. That's
Jack Lemon
good.
MD. That's the name. And he is a legendary commentator as well across the UCAF world. So he has been commentating for the better part. I think it was when we chatted with him 3 years, but more on that later.
Yeah, perfect. All right. Well, look, obviously the events are happening, Split One and everything. Have we got highlights? Can we've got something to listen to?
Yes, we do.
Let's do it.
Go! The drivers are all lined up. One, two, three, four, five lights. They pause for the effect. And it's lights out the way they go here in Spartans. Chases down Edward Fleming down towards the bus shop. Who's going to be later on the brakes? He's going to gain a little bit of time here. Looks pretty neat and tidy. Maybe a slight rear lockup.
Oh, and there
goes. That was a lunge.
Making it pancakes straight into the lunge. He goes far too deep into the runoff.
Look on, a little bit of contact. That was a one time to go a little bit later on the brakes. They're looking back. Has BRA the wrong way round. Wheel to wheel contact.
We might have a dive here into the bus stop. Shane, I think we are into bus stop. They're side by side, but it's not quite enough there. Oh no, it's getting very, very tight.
In P1, he qualified the fastest, gets the three bonus points. He started in pole. He lost it in start, and he takes the win here in Spain.
The smile on your faces listening to that back?
Did you say here in Spain?
You did.
I think he meant Spa.
I think that was a slight slip up, but we love that from him.
It was not, in fact, in Spain.
It was in Belgium, in Spa. But, I mean, it's two letters off. It's an honest mistake.
Hey, look, after you tried to coach me in a little bit of casting, yes, as I call it, from the Midlands. I have a newfound love and respect for people who do commentary like that. But for you guys, what were the highlights for you on Monday?
Well, I think that video just about captured it, to be honest with you. There was a huge battle which pretty much sustained half of the race between P3 and P5. So that was Adam Thompson, Edward G. Fleming and Runes 18. And basically the whole broadcast centred around that sort of DRS train that was forming and the cars just trying to get that little extra edge. And there was a lot of strategy with the battery usage and things like that. So it was a really, really entertaining spectacle. But then at the same time, we had ridiculous moves as well and drama. So you might have heard like a massive, whoa! And that was a driver by the name of Baconing Pancakes, the sole creator.
I thought I heard Pancake.
The sole creator of the Pancake move. That's what it's referred to now. But yeah, no, it was super entertainment. Lots of crashes, lots of drama, but also some good racing as well.
And have you guys got an update on signups?
Yeah, we do. I mean, we had two new drivers for this week. So Phoenix, who actually took the entire week this time around. So he won the qualifying, got the fastest lap in the race, and then finished first in the race as well. Unbelievable talent. Won plenty of championships, even outside of the UCAF community. And also Smudge, who we saw at his base recently after taking the Simrig down to go visit him. So, yeah.
And a reminder for us on who can play, because, you know, the next event is Monday. Yeah. How soon before it starts, you know, what's the latest that anybody can sign up for it and who can?
24 hours before.
Oh, so we've got a little bit of time if you're listening to this today on Friday. Yeah.
So that's if you're in the armed forces community. So if you're a veteran, you're a cadet, you're serving, you're a reservist, service family, which includes if you've got a parent, a sibling or a son or a child that lives? That works in the armed forces, then you can participate in our league. But yeah.
Nice. And 24 hours before, and it's Monday. Every Monday?
Yes, every Monday. Yeah. Where are we going to? Singapore, isn't it?
We're going to Singapore.
Singapore.
Oh,
Singapore
stop it, you jet setters. It sounds great. It sounds like you're actually going there. So how do you decide, like, forgive me, maybe a little bit of ignorance, but you're changing location, changing track each week. Is that giving people an option on just which one they want to play with, or...?
So the way it works is we selected four top tracks that we want to see in BFBS, and then we opened up a poll to our community to say, what circuits do you want to race at? So the community filled in the other four tracks across the 8-week-long circuit. So we're just alternating between the BFBS pick, so for this week, Singapore is our own pick, to next week's, which will be a community pick, and so on and so forth throughout the remainder of the championship.
And I think it's really important that we get a bit of a pundit on somebody who has a story, a pro at being involved in motorsports and eSim racing. And you guys can obviously chat to him. You know him, right?
Absolutely.
Should we welcome him to the podcast?
We'd like to welcome in the 3-time RAF champion of the world, Jack Lemon MD.
Yay!
It's a pleasure to be here, and obviously it's more of a pleasure to do the casting side for the F1 25 Pro League. So, yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Thank you. First question, why Jack Lemon MD, and like, where did that even come from?
So, many, many moons ago, I thought it would be a good idea to start my YouTube channel. And with that one, I was living down in South Wales, and I knew someone who was a member of bar staff. And I thought, it's like, oh, what kind of name would I like? But I couldn't think of one. And then I just typed in loads of cocktail names, and it just popped up. And I'm like, I want that name. So a lot of people do ask me if I'm actually a doctor.
But MD.
I've got MD at the end of the name. And it's like, yeah, but it's like, no, I'm not a doctor. It's just named after a drink. That's literally what it was. And I've had that name for nearly 10 years now.
Goodness
if anything.
Because we had this chat, didn't we, Owen, just before the broadcast. From. We said, Affinity is a big cocktail maker.
Yeah.
Affinity, for anyone who doesn't know, is our lovely host of the Pro League, right? And we said, I wonder if that, you know, she's going to clock that's a cocktail. We'll have to ask her next time. But we did think it's something cocktail related. Have you ever had a Jack Lemon MD?
I've tried to make it, but it's not. I've failed miserably. But as close as I could get it, I technically have, if you want to put it that way.
Just absolutely gutted that I actually still haven't met someone with such a cool last name. I really thought we were speaking to Mr. Lemon today. Like 100%. I'm absolutely gutted.
What a name, what a name. So why esports, and how did you get into it?
So esports for me, it came around like probably like most people around about the COVID era. So that's when like the RAF esports, so the RGN, RAF Gaming Network, they started to come onto the scene. Really, it was an idea that got brought back at sort of my very first Insomnia event that I went to. I think about 2017, 2018, maybe. So I got sort of brought in on that end because each station was trying to open up their own esports club, but it was mainly through the F1 side where I jumped in, because one of my friends, Mohican, he sent me a message at one point and be like, "Oh, I see you randomly playing F1. Do you want to jump in on this race?" And it just so happened to be one of like the first non-official inter-services events back in 2019-2020, and it's literally from that point onwards it's been RAF Esports all the way through. I've then joined the wider council to do the merchandise side of things, so all the fancy jerseys that everyone's seeing, that's all my end in the procurement of all that stuff. And now going on to the streaming side, as I've been the stream team technical manager for about 4 years or so. Now I'm taking over the role as a stream team lead. So it's literally just been all esports since around about that 2019, 2020 sort of era. And it's just developed from there. And the community is still growing within the Air Force, which is the better thing.
Jack, what is it for you that you personally get out of gaming and esports? What's in it for you?
To me, it's just the fun, the enjoyment. I mean, the amount of people that I've met doing the esports side of things. Funny enough, my wife being one of them. We literally met through the esports, through the RGN, and it's the community that we have. You know, it's not just the big four games that are in the JSPs. You've got several, you know, you've got countless amounts of games that we play. You know, you got War Thunder, that's a huge one. You got, you know, tabletop games like, you know, Dungeons and Dragons or your D&D, you know, strategy games, sports games, simulation games, shooters. There was that many there, but the community is there, and that's what's in it for me. Going through COVID, it was rough for quite a few people, especially myself, but that's what, in a way, it sort of kept me sane, and it gave me something to do. And the amount of people that I've just met along the way have been fantastic. You know, we still speak to them on a daily basis. We have a laugh. You know, if people get posted to a different station, they'd be like, "Oh, aren't you at this base?" And it's like, "Oh yeah, let's you know, let's go meet up for a coffee or something." And that has literally been true to the case ever since I joined it.
I'm hoping, Jack, that you've just given these guys a new idea for maybe next year when we do BFBS Esports Dating. We're constantly hearing about all the different communities within esports, and obviously to hear that you can find love.
there's hope out there for you, Danny.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I see where this is going to go. Right, yeah, go on then.
It's very clear how much passion you've got for the sport as well, because I remember when we were in the green room just on Monday before the broadcast, and we were kind of saying, "Oh yeah, feel free to just talk about whatever you want when it comes to the nerdy side of things," and you're like, "Right, you've said enough, I'm good to go." And you know, I'm also a massive motorsport fan, and I always have been since I was younger. So did that sort of transfer in your childhood as well? What sort of games were you playing as a young'un?
I mean, the very first game I remember playing, I'm pretty sure, was Batman on the OG black and white Game Boy. I mean, show my age a little bit. So there you go.
Hey, no, we've got to talk first console though as well. But is it only fair if we sort of share that information about ourselves too?
I mean, yeah.
Don't shake your head. I've just put you on the spot, Jonah. Go on, you go first. If we're going to ask him this question about first console.
Should I go in age order?
Oh, that's just mean. No.
Actually, as a matter of fact, I think I can actually put the consoles in order.
Go on then, let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm going to say original Game Boy Black and White.
Nice.
Playing Batman. That's as far back as I go. Then it went to Sega Mega Drive.
Yes!
huge
console. Yes, that's me.
That's a level.
So it's PlayStation 1.
That was
Game
my
Boy
first
Color.
Console.
Boo.
PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 2.
Yeah.
Then it was the Xbox 360.
Ooh. You made the Switch.
Yeah, that's
I'm so
I made
proud
the Switch.
Of you.
A big move.
Yes,
I made the Switch. So yeah, it was the Xbox 360, then the Xbox Elite, and then it was the next Xbox, because I remember buying that one when I was deployed to Afghanistan. Then it was the PS3.
When did the PC Switch come? That's what we all want to know. When did the PC Switch come?
I'll get into it. So once I got the PlayStation, I was still playing. Then I got the brand new Xbox, which is the Project Scorpio.
Ooh.
PC Switch happened then, but I still got suckered into buying a PS5, which I only played for about a year.
I think everyone
which
did
is
that.
Now
first PC
gathered,
wasn't quite good enough. You have to
I'm still on the Nintendo Switch.
And then it was last year where I sort of upgraded the PC. So
nice.
Okay, no, so go on then.
So that's sort of my list.
Which one was yours?
Yeah, so this is going to show my age.
Yeah, your first
and,
console,
this is going to be quite miserable to admit live on air. But, yeah.
The Xbox One.
My first console was the PSP. That was my first.
Oh, that's
my dad's side of the family had a PS2, and I used to love to play racing games. So my go-to game was always Gran Turismo 4. And that was on the PS3, I think, dare I say, maybe PS2. I absolutely loved it. Then got myself a PSP, maybe only when I was about 9, 10. And then I just went straight towards a PS4, which was actually a hand-me-down from my stepdad. And absolutely loved that. Again, played a lot of racing games, a lot of shooter games, and then made the switch to PC, inverted commas, which was on a Microsoft Surface Pro laptop. and it was barely chugging along on 10 frames per second in Rocket League. But it was still an advantage, believe it or not, because of the input delay on the consoles. And I think I made that switch about 2016.
Wow.
So it's been PC ever since.
I know. Once you go PC, you never go back.
I'm glad you mentioned the PSP, because that's actually one thing that I've forgotten. Battlefront 2 was also
a game.
My go-to game for the PSP.
Game. That is so good.
Great game.
No one has mentioned Atari yet, so should we just leave that one for now, I think?
My age might have been in the minuses for that one.
Yes, I think it would have been.
Just a sparkle in your dad's eye there.
I actually think we established this on Monday, is I'm older than you, Owen.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure we established that one on
I'm 24.
Oh, so isn't everybody older than
I wonder where I fall in the percentage of youngness in the company. I've got to be like bottom 0.01%. Crikey.
Potentially. But any guilty gaming pleasures, though, in the mix there, Jack?
You know what? I'm not really. I'm a by the book kind of guy. Is the only way I can say it. You know, I don't like glitching around on the maps in multiplayer. I do like the odd occasional achievement hunting. I mean, I know myself and the missus. We're currently playing Raft, and we're trying to just hunt down a few of the achievements. Or we're doing Power Wash Simulator earlier this week, trying to get 100%.
The producers are going,
Power
Wash Simulator?
It is a fantastic game, that's the thing. Little do they know.
I like Farm Simulator.
It's very soothing.
Farming Simulator is actually a giant esports, if you didn't know.
Is it?
Yeah.
There is
hundreds of thousands of pounds worth of prizing.
I have never
in their
admitted
world
that before, ever, that
Pro
I've
League
that.
Is enormous. Yeah.
Pro League One, Season 3.
So is Candy
Crush. They literally do something that's like bale hunting or bale collecting. Yeah. You've got to try and get as many in the barn as you can within a certain amount of time.
Well, look, hey, Jack Lemon MD, you keep mentioning the missus. I know she hasn't said hello to us, but our Owen over here was sharing a little bit about you and what you guys get up to on a weekend with how much that you love gaming. And you mentioned food already, so can you talk us through, because this sounds epic and we need an explanation. What is it you guys get up to on a weekend? Keep it clean.
On a race weekend, should we say.
Yeah, it's a race weekend.
Owen, you've put me on the spot here now, haven't you?
I may have done. I'm so sorry.
It sounds wicked, though.
You're literally snitching on me, I swear.
No, we just want invites. We want invites.
So every race weekend that we have, you can call it an F1 party. Like, you know, some of our friends come over, or if not, it's just me and the missus. But it depends on which track it is what we'll try and do is cook as close to the national dish of that country. So we do a lot of research beforehand, go down to Aldi and try and you know, other stores are available. Try and like get the right ingredients. I've done this before.
It's like RAF there and Lidl. What's going on there?
Mark's
not made of money.
It's way up.
So we literally we try and cook the national dish for that country every race weekend, and you know this season and last season you're looking at 24 races, 24 countries. Although some of the countries are pretty much the exact same. When you look at the likes of, I believe it's Baku, Jeddah, Bahrain, and I think there's one more in there, is pretty much a makbuz is what it's called, which is like, you know, spicy chicken and rice or infusement. No, not MacBook, makbuz.
Makbuz.
I don't think I've had that before.
Makbuz.
Sounds good.
They also have like things from Star Wars.
Anything involving spicy chicken is good for
me. Have you got any more examples, though? Talk to us about some of the other countries if you've done them, because this sounds ace.
Obviously, Canada is poutine, so chips, cheese, and gravy.
And moose milk. You've got to get moose milk.
Absolutely not.
Chicken waffles. chicken waffles.
Moose milk. It's a huge thing.
Moose milk.
No, Mac.
Oh, goodness.
Australia at the start of the season, that was a lamb roast dinner.
Lamb roast dinner? Oh, not a barbecue.
That is their favourite.
Is that not what they do?
Shrimp on the barbecue.
Shrimp on the barbecue.
I knew one of you was going to mention
that. It's March. I'm not cooking the barbecue in
March. There is nothing wrong than getting the barbecue out in the winter, all right?
Look, our new one's arriving on Friday, ready for Eurovision weekend, so...
Oh.
Eurovision party.
Oh, no. You're very busy with all these parties, Jack.
We'll get an invite eventually.
You have absolutely no idea. I'll make sure to send an invite out.
Oh, that'd be good. The lobby meetup. So, right. So we're moving away a little bit from food because I'm getting hungry.
Yeah, yeah.
What's your favourite moment from the Pro League so far?
Ooh. Now, it's only early in the season. It's only race two. But if looking back, as it's fresh in my mind, is in Spa.
Okay.
When we saw Bacon and Pancakes enter stage left in the bus stop chicane, that was a bit of a moment for me and George that both of us screamed. it was quite literally, I think, maybe a case of just a little bit late on the brakes, because if you're trailing a pack like that, you know, the cars in front of you are naturally going to brake a bit earlier, and it might have caught him off guard. And I know the guy's got a lot of love in the chat, you know, buying a rig just to prove to his mate that he's faster than him, kind of vibes. And yeah, he just entered stage left and just went flying up the outside of the bus stop chicane. Yeah. So that was probably one of them.
I think my favourite part about that is just how visceral the scream was. Like, it truly felt as if you were going to get in a car accident. You saw him come through on the left and you just went, whoa! So sorry for the peeking, but that's an accurate representation.
We did just listen to the clip, just so you know, Jack, just before we spoke to you. So the viewers and listeners do know exactly what it sounded like.
Well,
so
I there heard is just no pancakes and got that. Hungry, I'm not going to lie, I'm just saying.
Pancakes under the jet.
You also dubbed it a special move, didn't you? It's now referred to as the pancake move. So we're going to have to keep that going for the rest of the season, aren't we?
Absolutely. Jack Lemon, MD, thank you so much for coming on to the podcast. And by the way, these guys let me have a go at the F1 sim racing. Did you obviously change the thing where you can't get a puncture? Because otherwise I'd have had no wheels left when I had a go.
No,
what's
you'd have
on?
Been absolutely rattled.
Yep. We put you on the beginner settings on the time trial mode.
And they told
so you
me
were
I did so well, Jack.
You did do very well.
No, you did do really well, actually.
Thank you very much, Jack. Have a good
enjoy the rest
day.
Of the season. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you guys good? I absolutely adore him. I'm really glad that he came on to chat to us. That's really, really lovely. But look, at the start of this podcast, I saw you typing away like a minion.
Yes.
What did you ask the community today?
I just put, recorded the lobby podcast, send us questions we will answer on air.
Oh, no. Right.
This only ends one way when you don't clarify what types of questions you want, i.e. esports related.
Okay, well, just walk us through it.
Let's walk us through a few.
And, hang on, Owen, have you seen these or are we answering these blind?
I'm going blind.
Let's do it blind. All right, okay, come on then.
So where does your lap go when you stand up?
Where does your lap go?
When you stand up.
Well, I suppose your lap is your legs. Oh, wait, are you meaning like a lap is this a trick question?
No, I think it's just someone being silly. I mean, their name is Cat Plane. Do
next
it,
one.
What you will. Is it true? Is it true that if you're in a hurry, you can shower in full Gary and you don't need to waste time drying off?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
I'm just gonna go with yeah.
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 Yeah. What's a Gary though? For those who don't know,
It's Gore-Tex. Gore-Tex. So you're waterproofs. Is it true that RAF do their annual combat marksmanship test with blankets?
Say again.
Is it true that RAF do their annual combat marksmanship test with blankets?
Blankets? Why blankets?
Oh no, blanks.
Oh my god. Like, can you read? Sound them out. Right, read slowly.
Let's get some esports ones.
Yes, please. I'm surprised no one's gone, why is water wet?
Do you see BFBS expanding the games further than the three already covered?
Definitely.
Yes.
Definitely. No question. Overcooked, maybe so. You know, we've got an open series. It's there for a reason. We're going to make one just for you, Danny. That's how it's going to work.
Oh, thanks. And I'll be the only one who enters and then I win.
No, you know what? You'll have two competitors, me and Jonah as well. We'll get involved. We'll get stuck in. Nice little single elimination. Make it quick.
Yes, right.
But yeah, no, the games are going to be expanding throughout the year. So not only just within our Pro League offering, but also looking towards the Open Series as well, which is sort of a competition series we've built to try different games and sort of test the appetite within different communities. And we really want to be running competitions across all the various game genres that are really popular in esports. So we're talking real-time strategy, we're talking FPS, we're talking sim racing as well, beyond what we've already offered. So we're really, really excited to do that.
Sounds good. Yeah. Have you got any more, Jonah?
And I've got a very good one from Mr. Perry himself. Perry, for anyone who doesn't know, is I believe the co-chair of Navy Esports, who said, where do you think esports ranks in the list of recognised armed forces sports in terms of difficulty and skill required to learn, to go for new players to being at an inter-services level? Where do we think that ranks? I'd say it's pretty high up there in sort of accessibility, I'd say. I mean, compared to something like, I don't know, give me any sport.
Swimming.
Cricket,
yeah.
Right? You've got to be good at bowling, you've got to be good at batting, right? But in esports, you can find something you're just particularly good at. So say you've got good aim, you're good at shooting, you get into a first-person shooter, you've got a good strategy skill, then maybe you want to get into something like chess or into maybe the League of Legends side of things.
Yeah.
So I think accessibility, there's more options within esports rather than one specific title. But obviously, if you're looking for a more physical activity, then maybe esports isn't for you if you've got more of a physical capability. That's what I'd say. Owen.
Yeah, and in terms of difficulty as well, it is right up there, because if you take the best players in the world in any given esports and you look at their sort of training routine to get to their very top, they are literally putting in 6 hours of practice time a day, and that's outside of actual time spent analysing their own gameplay, their own matches. And that's sort of what a pro player's life looks like under these top tier organisations. And the difference between a player with maybe 5,000 hours in a game versus 15,000 versus 5 is just enormous. And the fact that it's so accessible means there is so many people doing it. So there are millions of people in each one of these esports trying to compete to be the best. And it is so, so difficult, and you need so much time on your hands to get to that top level. So I think esports has got to be right near the top for me.
Absolutely. Right, and the last question I've got is from our very
own...
Okay,
and then I've got one for you.
Okay. It's from our very own Savage Silverback Gorilla,
hey!
A.k.a. Ray from UK Veterans Gaming. If you were stranded on a desert island and you could only pick one console and what game, what would it be? Owen, I already know your answer, so you might as well just go and say it.
But no, what do you think it would be?
I reckon a Xbox...
What?
And... Rocket League or a PlayStation Rocket
League.
Right.
So I'm on a stranded island and you want me to play a multiplayer sports game. You want me to sit in free play,
you've got
twiddling my thumbs.
You've got Starlink.
Right, okay. A deserted island with nothing but Starlink. Okay, fair enough.
Other internet providers are available.
Absolutely. But no, I think I would go... Oh, that's tough. That's tough. I think I would go for Skyrim.
I'd do
it on the PS3.
Is that so you can mod it in loads of different ways?
Just plain old Skyrim. I could pour so many hours into that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
Simple
Danny?
One from me. Sega Mega Drive, Aladdin. It was my favourite.
That is a
good...
Aladdin is a very good game. Very good game.
It was so good.
Yeah.
All right, well, I've got a question for you guys, because I thought...
What about me?
Oh, come on.
If you want.
I'll just get
if you need
thing.
To. Go on.
It's got to be... Any console, right?
Of course.
Any console. So, like, maybe even a Switch, right?
Really?
But then, and then Minecraft, right?
Good choice.
Okay,
because
yeah.
You can do so much on that that eventually
build your own world, get lost in that if you're stuck on the
exactly.
island.
Yeah, yeah. I feel like a lot of games you can exhaust sort of the game time on it, but Minecraft you can pour thousands and thousands of hours into and sort of not flinch.
I'm changing my answer. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah. Minecraft.
Multiplayer Minecraft. Here we go.
Right. So. Minecraft on a desert island. This is the next question from our boss. Can't you just dig yourself a hole? Dig yourself a hole.
Huh?
I thought for a second you were referencing a really popular old Minecraft song called Diggy Diggy Hole. I was like, hold on a minute. How does she know this niche reference? I was like, what's going on?
A Yogscast reference.
That is a Yogscast reference.
That's
classic.
That's back in day. Anyway, Dan, your question. What is it?
Yes. Well, if we've got time, I'm looking for the nod. I'll keep it short. I want to see how well these two know each other.
Okay.
You know, this is only the second one. Because I thought when you went, oh, I know what your answer's going to be. Well, okay. What we're going to do is I have got a character of a game, iconic game, in front of me. And underneath it are words you are not allowed to say.
Right.
So that our lovely listeners can also play along with this.
Okay.
The first one I am going to give to Owen to test you, Jonah.
Okay.
Words underneath it you are not allowed to say, you have to try.
And I'll know these
characters. Oh, this is just ridiculous.
Okay.
I'm like, you're so evil.
Yeah, I'm mean.
Go for it.
Goodness. Where do
are
I
you
go?
Getting it? You're getting it. You're getting
you've stun locked me.
I have.
Extremely rapid. Small critter.
Huh? No. No.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm out of here.
No, it's your turn. No. Oh, what? Okay.
Danny's put so much effort into this, and then you just throw out Sonic immediately.
You weren't allowed to say blue spiky hedgehog rings coins Dr. Eggman speedy fast.
So I just went extremely rapid small critter.
All right, fine.
Let's
okay.
go. Gigi,
now,
go next.
Promise me. So this one I'm going to hand to you, Jonah, to test Owen. It's a very well known character.
Okay.
Please look at the words you are not allowed to say.
He didn't say any. Mm. Oh, okay. Okay.
Look at the words you are not allowed to say.
okay.
I don't think
I'm going to get this one as quickly, am I?
Jungle building.
Hang on.
Tarzan.
Jungle building.
Tarzan.
Female.
Tarzanette.
Climbing things. In pursuit for treasure.
Excuse me? Indiana Jones?
Oh, we're getting there. Game and film.
Indiana Jones?
Lego Indiana Jones. Oh, he's got it. No.
I'm struggling.
Weapons.
Oh, Uncharted. No.
Female.
Right.
Female.
Tomb Raider.
No, you lose!
Lara Croft.
You can't say it!
No, I didn't say.
Someone said Tomb Raider. Who was it?
I said it.
Did you say Tomb Raider?
Win.
Oh,
yes.
Lara Croft, Tomb Raider, ladies and gentlemen.
It's as easy as that.
The words were woman, Angelina Jolie, Tomb Raider, long hair plait, pistol gun, and boobs.
Those were the words you weren't allowed to say. Do you want one more? Whoever wants it can have it.
Go on,
then. It's up to you.
Go on.
Not really a tiebreaker. You win either way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Who wants it?
Go on, Owen.
I feel like Jonas was too easy. So.
This is also too easy, though. I'm so sorry. But look at the words you can't say. Who is the character? Are you ready?
Love the way you spelled some of these out as well.
Sorry.
He may come from a very
Hold on. That's a clip.
Hold on.
That's a clip.
Hold on. He may.
Oh my god. What is so funny? I thought the last one was going to be funny. What? Do I have a typo
Jonah
on there?
Jonah is such a child. He may come from a very super world.
Is it Spider-Man?
It's not that difficult. He's from a really super world.
Is it Super Mario?
Well, you've said it.
Mario.
Well done. You win.
Oh, you just win. Just like your first one-liner
the one thing you couldn't say was "it's a me," and I was like, I typed it in the actual, it's like the
you
language,
like it was Japanese.
It is.
It's a me.
It is.
It's a me, Mario.
Oh, don't you now? Hey, look, we're gonna delve into more of this over the coming weeks. This has been an absolute scream yet again, and next week we are going to be joined by Dave from Geektown, who I think will test us even harder than I've just tested you guys.
Brilliant. And if you want to send us your unit patch, then make sure you head over to bfbsesports.com and make sure you sign up for the Pro League. And we see you next week at Singapore, and also next week for
the Lobby!
The Lobby!